this morning to the book of Luke, chapter 5, and also chapter 8. Luke chapter 5, and also Luke chapter 8. We'll read one verse and each of those chapters. In Luke chapter 5, we'd like to read verse 17. It came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were gone out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And then in chapter 8, verse 22, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Now these two passages record two different incidents. They are not connected. What we want to notice is that phrase in both of these verses. Now it came to pass on a certain day. It came to pass on a certain day. It came to pass means that has reference to something happening. On a certain day means a particular day, a specific or special day. So the phrase, it came to pass on a certain day, has reference to something happening on a particular and specific day. And in this message, we want to consider some things that have come to pass, that have occurred on particular days, making them very, very special days. Subject of the message is on a certain day. First of all, on a certain day, it came to pass that God became flesh. We read in Galatians 4 in verse 4, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his own Son, made of a woman under the law. When the fullness of time was come, in John 1 in verse 14, we read, and the Word was made flesh. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, we read that as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, so he himself took part of the same, that is, flesh and blood. What all of these verses are telling us, that is, in God's time, on a particular and on a specific day, known only to God, Jesus Christ was made human flesh. All through the Old Testament, God had promised that he would one day send his Son to deliver his people from their bondage, to deliver his people from the blight of sin. In Genesis chapter 3, he was promised under the seed of the woman. In the book of Isaiah, he was promised under the name of the son of a virgin. But all through the Old Testament, every book of the Old Testament makes reference to the fact that Jesus Christ would come. And for 4,000 years, the people of God had been promised, and they had been looking, and they had been waiting for this promised one. 4,000 years they're looking. 4,000 years they're waiting. And may we say it came to pass on a certain day. It came to pass on a certain day that the angelic host appeared to certain shepherds and announced to them, for unto you this day is is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So it came to pass on a certain day that God sent His Son, born of a virgin, to be the Savior, to be the rescuer, to be the peacemaker, to be the deliverer for guilty sinners. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ, God Himself, became human flesh in order to be the Savior of those who had rebelled against God, of those who were guilty before God, of those who had nothing to offer God on their behalf. It came to pass on a certain day. You and I do not know the date, but we do know this. It did come to pass on a certain day that God Himself became human flesh. And He did all of this in order to be a Savior. So on a particular day in the mind of God, in a specific day, Jesus Christ became flesh. And oh, what a day. What a day when Jesus Christ, God Himself, became human flesh for me. What a day that was. That is a very special day. Now it also, secondly, on a certain day, it came to pass that Jesus Christ, in that fleshly body, died. And it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ, in a body of human flesh, voluntarily submitted Himself to arrest and ultimately to the death of the cross. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ, in a God-prepared body of human flesh, voluntarily went to the cross with the sins of His people to pay the sin debt that they could not pay. It came to pass on a certain day that God the Father made Him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin. And we thank God that all of that took place on a certain day. It came to pass on a certain day that all my sins were transferred to Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God for that day. And it came to pass on a certain day that Christ gave Himself. All our sins were placed upon Him. And it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ gave Himself for our sins. We thank the Lord. What a day. What a day that was. Again, we don't know the date when Jesus Christ went to the cross. But I know it took place on a certain day, which we are eternally grateful. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And He laid down His life for us. So, oh, what a day it was. Not only when Jesus Christ became flesh, but what a day it was when Jesus Christ, in that fleshly body, shed His precious blood for me. And I want you to know that each one of these days is for me. He became flesh for me. I was upon His mind when He became flesh. He went to the cross for me. Thirdly, on a certain day, it came to pass that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He became flesh. He died. And on a certain day, that fleshly body was put in a borrowed tomb. a huge mass of rock was placed at the entrance of that tomb. But Sunday came. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus came out of that tomb victorious over sin, victorious over Satan, victorious over death, victorious over the grave. And oh, what a day it was when Jesus Christ came forth from that tomb, came forth from death, and he did so for me. Fourthly, came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ ascended back into heaven. We read in the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, it came to pass on a certain day. We don't read that there in the book of Acts chapter 1, but it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ was taken up in a cloud and received out of their sight while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. Mark puts it this way. He says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. So on a particular day, on a very specific day, Jesus Christ, the living Christ, the one who came out of that tomb, ascended back to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. And as Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven, and as Jesus Christ sat at the right hand of God, it was declared then that his sacrifice was truly a sacrifice unto God and accepted by God. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ, the very one who became flesh, the very one who went to the cross bearing our sins, the very one whose lifeless body they put in the tomb, the very one who 3 days later on a certain day, on a Sunday, came forth from that tomb, that very same Jesus, one day, one glorious day, one very special day, ascended back into heaven. And Paul says in Ephesians 4 and verse 8 that when he did, when he ascended back into heaven, he led captivity captive. In other words, it came to pass on that day that Jesus Christ forever triumphed over sin, triumphed over Satan, triumphed over death, triumphed over the grave. He led captivity. And then we read, and he gave gifts unto men. Oh, what a day. What a day it was when the victorious, triumphant, conquering Christ ascended back in heaven. And today he still sits at the right hand of God. Fifthly, on a certain day, it came to pass that Jesus Christ came where I was and saved my soul. All through the New Testament, we read of incidents where Jesus Christ came into the lives of individuals. And when he did, he made a difference. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ came into Cana of Galilee. And when he did, there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And Jesus, on that particular day, healed his son. And oh, what a day it was for that nobleman. What a day it was for that nobleman's son. It came to pass on a certain day, great multitudes were following Jesus Christ. And we read, there came a leper, saying, Lord, if it be possible, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. And oh, what a day it was for that leper. That was a day that that leper would never forget. It was a day that that leper would never get over. Never. He would never be the same again. All because it came to pass on a certain day Jesus Christ entered his life. And it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went to Bethesda. We read there in John chapter 5 that there were 5 porches there. And in those porches there lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Some were blind, some were halt or crippled, some were withered. And they were all there waiting for the moving of the water. And on this certain day, Jesus saw a certain man. This man had an infirmity for 38 years. 38 years. This man had this infirmity. And on this certain day, Jesus came into this man's life. And immediately, he made him whole. He told the man, rise, take up thy bed and walk. That is, don't leave your bed here. You don't need to be here anymore. And oh, what a day it was for that man. And I don't believe he ever forgot that day. I don't believe that he ever got over that day. But we also read it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus went into the synagogue. And on this particular day, in this particular synagogue, there was a man there who had a withered hand. And Jesus restored his hand, and it says, whole, like as the other. And oh, what a day it was for that man. And again, may I say, I don't believe that man ever forgot that day. I don't believe that man ever got over that day. There was another day when Jesus entered into Capernaum. There was a centurion, and his son was sick unto death. Jesus Christ healed him with a word. And oh, what a day that was for that centurion. What a day that was for that centurion's son. Also, it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ entered into a little town called Nain, right when a funeral procession was taking place. And there was a widow woman, and she was about to bury her only son. And Jesus came and he put his hand upon the casket and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And we read, and he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Oh, what a day that was. What a day that was for that widow woman. What a day that was for her son. Do you think they ever forgot that day? Do you think they ever got over that day? I don't think so. It came to pass on a certain day. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ went into a place called Gadara. There was a man there possessed with demons. Jesus rescued that demon-possessed man. That man had been tortured by demons. That man had been afflicted by demons. He lived in the tombs. He lived in the cemetery. He was suicidal. He was self-destructive. His family wanted nothing to do with him. The townspeople wanted nothing to do with him. They would chain him and he would break the chains asunder. But on a certain day, Jesus Christ came into Gadara and he delivered that man from the demons. And he sent that man home to his family. And oh, what a day it was. What a day it was for that demon-possessed man. What a day it was for that man's family. Came to pass on a certain day that Jesus came where there was a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus. He not only saved Zacchaeus, but he saved everyone in his house. What a day that was. What a day that was for Zacchaeus. What a day that was for the family of Zacchaeus. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus must needs go through Samaria. He went by Jacob's well and he sat there and waited for a certain woman. She came. She was a Samaritan woman and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And on that certain day, Jesus Christ saved her soul. She ran back into town and she said, "Come see a man." And she never got over what happened that day. She never forgot what happened that day. Came to pass on a certain day, there was a man by the name of Saul, great persecutor. He was walking down the road that led to Damascus, and his purpose was to go and arrest God's people. But on that certain day, Jesus Christ came right where he was and saved his soul. And I know Saul never got over it because Saul on many different occasions referred back to that day. It was a day that he would never, ever forget. You and I that are saved, it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ came to us in our lost condition. I believe with all of my heart that there was nothing that could change what took place on that day. It was the day that God foreordained. It was a certain day. February 17th, 1972. That was the certain day that something happened. And I have not been the same since. I didn't just get religion that day. I didn't just repeat a prayer that day. I didn't get baptized that day. I'm telling you, that day, that certain day, Jesus Christ came right where I was, a funeral home in Frankfort, Kentucky, and saved my soul. And I'll never, ever forget that day. Never. It came to pass on a certain day. Now, I'm not one who believes that you have to know the exact date, month, day, and year. Perhaps you weren't paying attention the time it took place. But I do believe that you have to be able to go back to a certain day, and something happened that day that is beyond explanation. You didn't plan on it happening, but it happened. You did not plan on meeting Jesus Christ that day, but Jesus Christ on that certain day in your life came into your life. And your life has never been the same. There has to be that day. You can't just say, oh, at a young age, I'm sorry. That's not going to do it. Oh, it was sometime in the year of 1948. You better be able to go back to a certain day. And then there are some folks who say, well, I believe I was just always saved. I grew up that way. No, you didn't. You better be able to go back to a certain day. And on that certain day, something happened. You see, we were lost. That was our condition. We read in Isaiah 53 and verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. That's what it means to be lost. It means to be stray. 1 Peter chapter 2 and 25, for we were as sheep going astray. In my lost condition, I was without knowledge of God. I was without communion with God. I didn't talk to God in my lost condition. And I was wandering in the wilderness of sin, hopelessly and desperately lost. And in that lost condition, I fled from God. In that lost condition, I tried to hide from God. I'm telling you, I did everything I could to stay out of His way. Everything. But on a certain day, He came where I was. And on that day, I couldn't get out of His way. He came where I was. It was in my lost condition that I rejected Him. It was in my lost condition that I refused Him. It was in my lost condition that I was sinking in the miry clay of defilement and corruption. It was in my lost condition that I was in the chains and that I was in the shackles of sin. It was in my lost condition that I was living. That's where I lived. That's where I dwelt. That's where I stood. That's where I sat. That's where I walked. In that lost condition. But it came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ came where I was. And my chains and my shackles were broken. And He reached down, way down, and lifted me up out of the miry clay of sin and shame. And He set my feet on a rock, Jesus Christ. He set my feet on solid ground. And all my darkness became light. Now, how can you not remember a day like that? Amen. On that day, everything changed for me. Everything changed for me in time, and everything changed for me in eternity. It's a big difference today between being saved and not being saved. And on that certain day, everything changed. It came to pass on a certain day that Jesus Christ, one and only Savior of sinners, came and saved my soul. Can you go back to that day? If you can, it ought to fill your hearts with wonder that Jesus Christ came to you on a certain day. It ought to fill your hearts with love. It ought to fill your hearts with praise to think of Him and what He did on that day. And it ought to cause us to spend our entire lives acknowledging our indebtedness to Him. We ought to worship Him. And we ought to adore the one who sought us out. I'm glad that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. Because my Bible tells me there's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God. So I'm glad He came looking for me. And on a certain day, it came to pass. I want to mention one other day. On a certain day, it will come to pass that Jesus Christ will return. Amen. That day is only known to God. But it is a very particular day. It is a very certain day that Jesus Christ will return. And oh, it will be a very special day. The one who was with God, the one who was God, the very one who on a certain day was robed in human flesh, the very one who on a certain day took my sins upon Himself and voluntarily went to the cross and paid my sin debt in full, the very one who on a certain day put into a tomb. And 3 days later, on a certain day, came forth out of that tomb. And then 40 days later, on a certain day, ascended back in heaven. That one who on a certain day came where I was and saved my soul. That very same one on a certain day is coming again. He said He would, and He shall. Jesus is coming again. He has a certain day in which He will come. There is nothing that can prevent Him from coming on that day. That day will come just like any other day. But that day will not be like any other day. That day, folks will be doing just what they do every other day. But that day is going to be quite unlike any other day. In that day, a resurrection is going to take place. God's people who have gone on, their bodies are going to be raised from the grave. What a day that'll be. What a day that'll be. Those who are living, they will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So the dead in Christ, their bodies will be rescued from the grave. Those who are alive, they will be rescued from the sorrows and the trials of this life. Be rescued from everything in this life. What a day it'll be when Jesus Christ comes. Because you see, in that day, there will be life forever. There will be light forever. There will be love forever. There'll be joy forever. There'll be worship forever. We are told in that day, we shall behold Him as He is. I saw Him by faith when He came to me and saved my soul. I've seen him by faith every day since then.
Amen.
There's coming a day, a certain day, and I'm going to see him as he is. It won't be by faith. What I see now, I do not see clearly. But in that day, there will be nothing to block my vision. There will be nothing to mar my vision. We will be gathered unto him, and we will behold him as he is. What a day that'll be. It'll be a day of reverence. It'll be a day of exalting and magnifying him. I'm telling you what, I can't find a better day than the day when Jesus Christ comes. There are God's people today. I've heard them say it. Well, I would like the Lord to come, but I hope he waits. I hope he comes today. Well, you know, I've got a lost son. I've got a lost daughter. That's the Lord's business. That's not your business. That's the Lord's business. I want him to come. Come right now. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You see, that's an Arminian doctrine that says, oh, we don't want the Lord to come until all my loved ones are saved, as if you're going to do something to save them, as if something's going to change that. Nothing's going to change that. So, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. What a day. What a day that'll be. Walking along, driving along, whatever we're doing, boom, with the Lord. It doesn't get better than that. And it came to pass on a certain day that all of God's people will be gathered. And as we've preached before, there's no gathering like that gathering. It's a gathering that surpasses all other gatherings. So it came to pass on a certain day. And we thank God for these things that have come to pass. You know, no matter how bad I may think my day is, no matter how bad a day I may think I'm having, and let me tell you this, you're not having as bad a day as you think you are if you're saved. How can you? How can a child of God have a bad day when you really look at it? How is that possible? It's not. So no matter how bad I think it is, on a certain day, Jesus Christ became flesh for me. On a certain day, in that body of flesh, Jesus Christ went to the cross and laid down his life for me. On a certain day, Jesus Christ, that fleshly body, was put in the grave. And on a certain day that Jesus Christ came forth out of that grave for me. And on a certain day he ascended back into heaven for me and sits at the right hand of God for me. And one day he came and saved my soul, and one day he's coming for me. Now tell me you're having a bad day. There's nothing bad about any of those things. Those things change everything. Oh, so-and-so said so-and-so, such-and-such, and ruined my whole day. It's going to ruin my week. It's going to ruin my month. And I'm determined it's going to ruin my life. But how does that compare with it came to pass on a certain day? What Jesus Christ has done. That ought to fill us with hope. That ought to fill us with encouragement. That ought to fill us with joy. That ought to fill us with zeal. And it ought to fill us with hope just to realize it's going to come to pass on a certain day. He's coming again. When I got up in the morning of February 17th, 1972, I hated God. I was angry with God. I despised God. I did not want to hear a word that a preacher had to say that morning. Not one word. Didn't have any intention of listening. But Jesus Christ on a certain day came right where I was. He imparted life. And for the first time in my life, I heard. And for the first time in my life, I responded in a positive way to what I heard. All because Jesus came where I was and did something. And I'll never get over that day. Nor do I want to get over that day. And because of that day, you don't have to worry about me. You don't. If my body is racked with disease, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And so will you. Amen. If you're saved, no matter what happens, you'll be fine. Everything's going to be all right. All because of some things that came to pass on certain days. Brother Larry, if